This is HPR episode 2393 entitled, PWGen, a password generator. It is hosted by Zoke and is about 23 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Zoke talks about how he uses PWGen to set people's passwords at work.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi, this is Zoke. Today I want to talk about PWGen. I know that Klaatu did one recently about PCGen, the player character generator. Well, this is actually the password generator, although we could always pretend it's the player wife generator or player wolf generator something. Anyway. PWGen, you can probably just Google for it. It is actually on SourceForge, pwgen-win.sourceforge.net. You can find that, and if I can remember my phonetic alphabet, at Papa Whiskey Golf Echo November dash or hyphen Whiskey India November dot Sierra Oscar Uniform Romeo, Charlie, Echo, Foxtrot, Oscar, Romeo, Golf, Echo, Dot, November, Echo, Tango. Almost all the way through. But yes, pwgen-win.sourceforge.net. But if you, and I'm just going to try that, Google PWGen, it is actually the first link there. So, what does it do? It generates passwords. Now, I'm sure you're saying, Zoke, but LastPass. Yeah, use LastPass. I do. LastPass is awesome. They even went free recently, which is even better. I mean, I still actually pay them because I think it's worth making sure they realize how useful it is. But basically, LastPass will do really long passwords. It will remember. It will autofill for you, blah, 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 stuff. There's a ton of cool things. I'm not sure if anyone's actually done an episode on LastPass or passwords in general. That's where I searched and I found that it was me that did one. I cannot obviously see. Oh, no. Who could do one? So there we go. Yeah, someone has talked about it. So I'm not going to go too much about it. I use LastPass. I actually got worked by LastPass for use for our IT team. So that's very useful. But quite often I will have to reset someone's password. I will need to tell them that password. Well, your password, it's a capital G, it's a lowercase u, it's the 7, it's a star. Star, yes, no, not S-T-A-R, the shift 8, shift, you don't know what the key shift is. And then I feel like I'm a character from the IT crowd. Hello, you from the past? I apologize to everyone for that impersonation there, by the way. So, PWGen is a wonderful little program. You can run it portable, because I know a lot of people at work will not have the ability to have local admin accounts. In fact, you shouldn't be able to install stuff. I work in IT, so I do know the local admin account and I have a domain admin account, but my regular user account is not a domain admin account install stuff. And that's where it should be. You separate powers, so you know, separation of church and state, or however you want to explain it. But basically, you should not have local admin. You should not have domain admin as your regular user account. It's a matter of security risk. It's very useful though sometimes, but you can run the portable version of PWGen, and that means you don't have to install it. So you run Password Gen. There are a bunch of options. I'll quickly go through some of these. Icons at the top are load, create, delete profiles. I've never done anything with those. Generate passwords based on a master password. I don't do that. Clipboard text encryption, left click or decryption, right click. I don't do that. Clear clipboard text contents only. I don't do that. Change main configuration of the program. I don't do that. Open user manual. I don't do that. Now, if you need any of those stuff, very cool. There's a bunch of things there. Great. I basically just use it for password generation. So the three options you have are, number one, we have include characters or passwords. Number two, include words, which is pass phrases. So if you've read that XKCD article, the correct horse battery staple, that's that one. And the last one is format password. Now, if you're doing this for work, include characters. I use LastPass for that. I don't care. But what you can do is have it make 12 uppercase, lowercase numbers. So if I actually select that, the default length is 12. Character set is uppercase, lowercase number. I hit generate. We have lowercase a, lowercase o, the number 6, capital T, capital G, lowercase q, lowercase j, lowercase v, number 5, number 2, lowercase c, lowercase v. Imagine on the phone. What's my password? Oh, it's a lowercase a, lowercase o, number 6, uppercase t, uppercase g, lowercase. So are you writing this down? Are you trying to type this in? All right. Lowercase a, lowercase o, the number 6, lowercase t, sorry, uppercase t, t, no, not d, t as in Thomas, m as in Mancy. No, so that's horrible to explain. I don't use that. Number two, include words, pass phrases. Default is 5. It pulls some random default word list. If I generate that, we have sync Dawson muck new flow. That's better. One issue with that is that it is just lowercase and spaces. It does not have anything else. The default slightly complicated passwords in Windows is 3 of the 4 of uppercase, lower, number, and special. This only has 2. It has spaces, which counts as special, and lowercase. It will fail. It's also 25 characters long. It's kind of long, but you can change the number down to 3. But I do not use the words. I actually use format passwords. Now, if you click on the format passwords on the right, there is a blue question mark. If you click on that question mark, it gives you the quick help. Format specifiers have the form, quotes, percent, open square brackets, star, close square brackets, close open square brackets, n, close square brackets, x, quotes, or really, really dry, isn't it? Basically, there's a list of placeholders, two columns in the middle-ish, and it tells you what they are. Percent x is custom character set. That's set up in options. I don't worry about that. Percent a, lowercase a, is lowercase character and a number. Percent capital A is uppercase, lowercase numbers, things like that. The main ones you will want. Percent D is digits, so the numbers. Percent U is uppercase, percent L, lowercase L, is lowercase, and percent S is special, lowercase S. Those are the big ones. There's also percent capital W, which is words. So, format password, percent capital W, percent lowercase s, and percent lowercase d. D, that is for digit. If we generate that, it says rain number 6. That's R-E-I-N. What it's doing is creating one word, one special, one digit. Now, let's actually change that to percent 3 uppercase w and hit generate. The uppercase W means words without spaces between them. That is, is 7 CBAM, I guess. That's not really words. We'll come back to the word list in a moment, but if I hit generate again, we're doing weird ones today. Here we go, that's a bit better. Start link his land plus 7. That's reasonably good. assuming you can spell and you know how to spell link. By the way, the obvious answer is how do you spell link? Is that the animal or the connection? This one is the animal, so it's L-Y-N-C. So you get a few interesting words like that. But start, link, the animal, his land plus 7. You should be able to write that out exactly as I have it in front of me. So if I've reset your password, you should be able to log in exactly as that. It makes an 18-character password. It's nice and long. I can go in through a whole episode of how stupid Microsoft get with their passwords and why anything under a 14-character password, 14 characters or less, by the way, is stupid in Windows. Basically, old way of doing it, they split the 14 into 2 7-character passwords. You can break them in like 3 seconds on any machine made in the last 5 years. Useless. If you have 15 characters or more, it forces the new way, which will take, you know, like years to break. So it's over 15. It's easy to read over the phone. It, assuming people can spell, should be easy for them to type in. And it is all lowercase, so you don't have to be uppercase S, lowercase T, uppercase A. It's just start, link, his island, plus 7. It matches the uppercase, lowercase number, special, 3 of this 4 in this case, no uppercase, but lower, special, and number. So it will match the word, the Windows password requirements, complexity requirements. So it should be perfect in all ways. Now, let's do another generate. WinSlav 85, open brackets, 3. 85 is not a number. Well, sorry, 85 is a number. It's not a word. For some reason, they have a very strange word list. Yes, it's words, but it's also this at symbol and other things like that. I do not like that. Now, I did find a better word list, and I can't remember how I did it. I think I searched for a Scrabble word list and used 4, 5, 6, and 7 character passwords. Sorry, 4, 5, and 6, 7 character words. And that was enough to give a nice selection, so we didn't have 4 single character passwords and, oh, I'm sorry, your password must be 8 characters or longer or whatever. This way it's long enough, it's easy enough. Scrabble word lists for letters. Wordfind.com has 4-letter words. Here we go. Here's a bunch, 4,030 words found. And Chrome's saying, would you like to translate this page? Interesting. But you could take something like that. You can combine it with 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 letter words. And again, WordFind seems to have that, for example. So you could pull that down. I actually found a downloadable version. You can use something like that, and it will give you a decent password. Decent enough, you can tell someone on the phone and explain it to them nice and clearly. That's basically it. That is what I do. Now, what I do at work is, and if you run the program, if you're playing along at home, at the very bottom there is a random pool and it says entropy bits and says number over another number. In this case, mine says 591 of 256. As you move the mouse around, as you click, as you type letters, it pulls that entropy in. It takes what numbers, what letters, the time between. I'm making this up. I haven't actually read the source code, but it's doing something like this. It's taking the letters, the mouse movements, the time between it, the current time, the how big your hard drive is, how full it is, a bunch of random stuff like that, and using that to seed this entropy pool. So the more you move the mouse around, you do it. So what I actually did is I ran it, I worked all day, and at the end of the day, I generated the passwords. It doesn't require the entropy, it just makes better passwords if you do this. So my entropy bits are now 731. And if I hit generate, it will take 256 or so off, and now I am down to 219 or 256. And now it's back up because I'm moving the mouse. But I'm waving like you can see my screen. Unless you work for the NSA, you probably can't. So you move the mouse around, and there's a bar at the bottom. The more times you hit generate, the more it goes down the bar, and then it shows how much entropy is remaining from this random pool. The idea is that it's better passwords. Now, I don't care really. If you're paranoid, you can say yes, but I'm going to reset someone's password. I'm going to phone them up. I'm going to say, this is your password. Your password is evolve whack myopia #2, 19 characters. There we go. It takes sometimes a moment to figure out where the words split up. But you can copy and paste that straight into Active Directory users and computers. You know, right click, reset password, paste. That's the password. Bring the user up. Your password is now evolve whack myopia #2. Okay, myopia is maybe a little difficult, so hit generate. P2 just rapid *6. Yeah, that's not very good. Ivan Bulge. Lux Attic Froze. Bask Even Zan. So again, some of them are a bit weird. You may want to take common words. So list of common 5-letter words. Comes up 5-letter words, free dictionary. The freedictionary.com/5-letter-words with hyphens in between .htm. There's a bunch. So you could grab that, and I don't know if it will let you download. Download list of common 5-letter words. This list Stanford CS is a nice, decent set of words. There we go. Excellent. So we can take that. I'm going to right-click and save link as URL.html. That doesn't seem right. No, let's take that. File, save, sgbwords.txt. I'm going to just throw that into wherever I put the password generator, which I can't remember, there. Now, back in the password gen program, we have, if I can find where it was, under the include words, there is the word list file, and it says default, and it's drop down. We can actually do the magnifying glass and find 5 words. Open that, it pulls that in. Now, if I do generate password, we will have hyped Nick's betas, or betas, depending on how you want, *5. Mayor Wool's hypos #8. Croft Adam, Croft Admix lipid *1. All right, so if that came up, I would skip that. Toady digit grist (6) or (). See my previous episode for, well, several episodes ago for my complaint about brackets and parentheses. It's *9, however you want to call it. I call it brackets. That was the English thing. It seemed, shut up. Trait Pons latex #2. So that's decent enough. It's 17 characters. So I'm using 3 5-letter words, a special, and a number that will make 17 characters. That's decent enough. What I actually do is there is a button slightly above where the generated password is. It says multiple passwords 100. I'm going to click generate, and that will give me, in a sort of notepad looking file, 100 passwords generated. Security of each password is 45 bits. Maximum security of the entire list is 256 bits. Here we go. Wraps visor -0. Float Jimmy's Jimmy Stoney, maybe, or Jimmy's Tony, I'm not sure. No, 5-letter, it has to be Jimmy Stoney +5. Whiz Antes Neons > 2. Medic Haiku, or Haiku, however you pronounce that one. Stubbs Pipe 7. Brad's Event. Brad's Event IVED. All right, again, skip that one. That's complicated, and that would be difficult to explain. So I go through this list and I basically just throw it into a text file. Next time someone needs a password reset, I go through, right, your password is clax spores sandy slash 7. Sorry, clack spore singular sandy slash 7. That's generally easy enough that you can explain over the phone on the assumption the other person can spell. Yes, it does quite frequently come up they can't, apparently, but generally it's pretty good. It's a nice secure password. It's easy enough they can write it in, and generally it's pretty good. Is it perfect? No. But it's pretty good. It's pretty easy to explain it over the phone. You don't have to go through the, it's Mansi. M as in Mansi. Wait, is that M or N or did you say D or T or E or G or, so it's a word. Generally people have heard of words. You pick common words. It's pretty good. Is it perfect? Like I said, no, absolutely not. But it ain't bad. And it is more secure than just saying, well, I work for Microsoft, so your password is now Microsoft One, with a capital M for Microsoft, like everyone else's password. Or it's Friday, so it's Friday One. Or Summer 2017, because you have to change your password once a quarter, so therefore you just pick which month or which season or something, and then the year. Everyone does that, and if anyone's trying to hack your password, that is always the ones they try. I'm pretty sure at work, if I, and I do occasionally run to check against people's passwords, Summer 2017 would be people's passwords. I'm pretty sure I could find something based on the company name. I'm pretty sure that, let's say our default was password one. It's not, but let's say it is. I'm pretty sure I could find password one or password two or password three as a general password. So this is a fairly easy, and it kind of sort of teaches the users, look, it's a decent enough password. It's better than what you were using, most likely. So let's just do that. So trait pons latex number two. That's your password. There you go. It should be good enough. Like I said, PWGen, very cool program if you're doing that sort of thing. If you're using it for anything more than temporary passwords or low security passwords, use LastPass or 1Pass or Dashlane or whatever the others are. I use LastPass, so you know, that's my personal recommendation, but any of the passwords managers will work. But if you need something low security, low importance, and I know someone's password is important, but because it's big, you checked the make user reset their password, PasswordGen will work very well for that. That's it. I've been Zoak. That's it. You have a fantastic day, and I'll talk to you hopefully a lot sooner than my last episode, which was 2 years ago now. It's been a while. Anyway, in the words of the guy from Independence Day, I'm back.
've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.